Now, I mentioned that just to put a little break in the story, because that wasn't the success story. The success didn't come till later. That was just the decision making. I learned the hard way that I didn't have what it took to be a successful full-time entrepreneur. Is there anyone here who is full-time in their entrepreneurial pursuit? Anyone? Okay. Is there anyone here who works for the government or the city or the state in any way? Anyone? Used to. Okay. Used to. Now, you can answer this question. If you, when you were working for the city, if you decided tomorrow, Monday, let's say, you know, 2 days from now, that you weren't going to do any work on Monday, if you decided that you wanted to play solitaire at your computer, would you still get paid on Friday? Absolutely, very likely. And I learned that as well. And that's the sort of thing that I brought to the entrepreneurial game, but it didn't quite work. Because you realize as an entrepreneur, you have to get up and do what needs to be done, or else no money is going to come. And this is a really serious point that we'll focus on more in this workshop, because you have to change your level of commitment. You have to change your work ethic. You have to change what you're willing to put yourself through in order to get to the other side. So, like I said, I learned the hard way. And in fact, I got my lights turned off, got my telephone disconnected, I was ducking the landlord. Eventually, I got evicted. Me and my landlord, we disagreed on a few key points. He wanted his rent paid on time, and I couldn't do it. So eventually, yes, I actually got evicted. And I got evicted twice. I mentioned that not to scare you, but to let you know, one, among other things, there is life after eviction. And that's a serious thing to comprehend, that whatever it is you think is stopping you from moving forward in your journey, you will still be alive beyond it. Seriously, if you think about it, a lot of people think that the world is going to end, that things are going to stop, you know, if they run into that thing, whatever that thing that you believe is preventing you from pursuing your passion. So I just want to let you know there is life afterwards. I ended up living on my friends' couches. I ended up, you know, staying with other friends for a while, but eventually built my business back up, got to the point where I knew what it took to be a successful entrepreneur. The internet came along. I wrote some other books. I learned marketing strategies to be able to launch a business and start making money within 24 hours online. I learned strategies to gain massive PR so that I can help other people take what it is they love to do and hopefully avoid the evictions and the lights being turned off, but get to a point where they can start to see some encouraging rewards from pursuing their passion. So that's what I'd like to do today. So where I am now is at a point where I've done it for myself and I've done it for other people as well. Help you get beyond whatever you believe is preventing you from taking that next level, giving you whatever belief, encouragement, tactics that you need in order to maximize your business and move forward so that you can continue on the journey of turning your passion into profit. So now I'm at a point where I can be here in Florida talking to you guys, where my website is still up 24 hours a day, making money, selling my website, selling other my books, selling other people's products as well. And that's the sort of paradigm change that I'd like to suggest to you today, that the way that you perceive of making money can be radically different from how you think money should be made. All right, so really quickly, what I'd like to do is get a feel for what your passion is, what you believe your challenge is, and in other words, what you'd like to see happen next. And what I'd like to help you leave with today is something specific. If it's something you need to know, a website you need to know about, a book you need to know about, a person you need to contact, a strategy you need to implement, a concept for a product, an organization that you need to leave, but there's something specific that you came here for today. It might simply be to meet somebody else who is successfully turning their passion into profit, and that could be it. But think about specifically what it is you'd like to see happen next, and make sure that you leave with that answer today. Does that make sense? All right, so who is my first victim? I mean volunteer. Let me go with you. First, your name, what your passion is, and what you believe your challenge is. If you don't know what your passion is, then that's fine, because I'm going to go into giving you some ideas to figuring out what that is as well. What's your passion and what your challenge is? First, some rules. As you speak, from now on, not just in this workshop, but from now on, there are certain words that you're not going to use ever, 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 ever again. And how many people have read Think and Grow Rich, The Power of Positive Thinking, books like that? You understand that the words you use are the creative force of your own reality. So the words that you use to describe what you're doing, what you plan on doing, and how you perceive things actually creates the very reality that you may not want to be experiencing. So there are certain words that you're not going to use. The first one is the word try. Okay? You're not going to use that word try. When you describe for me what it is you're doing, you're not going to use the word try. If someone says to you, what's your name, ma'am? If you're throwing a dinner party, Judy, and someone says to you, oh, Judy, that sounds like fun. I'm going to try and be there. If you've ever thrown a dinner party and anyone says, I'm going to try and make it, 9 times out of 10, they're not showing up. And you know this. Basically, what they're doing is telling you they're not committed, and they're giving you their excuse ahead of time. And their excuse is, oh, I tried. I really tried, but I couldn't make it. So we're not going to try. This is my intention. This is what I intend to do. This is what I am doing. This is what I'm in the process of doing. This is my goal. This is my plan, but no more try. All right? Because if I said to you, what's your name? Wida. If I said to you, Wida, I need you to be on the corner of North Federal Highway and 26th Street next year, March 5th. And I'll have a suitcase with $1 million for you. What would you tell me? I'll be there. She wouldn't say, I'll try and make it. She wouldn't say, I'll have to see what the babysitter is doing. She'll say, I will be there. And that degree of commitment is what you can bring to anything that you will attempt, anything that you intend to bring to fruition. It's done. I'm there. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm working on. It's not dependent on anyone, any other forces except your commitment to make it happen. She knows that it doesn't matter what the weather is that day. Doesn't matter if all the roads are destroyed between where she lives and North Federal Highway, she will find a way to get there to get that $1 million. And that's the same sort of thinking, that $1 million commitment thinking you can bring to anything that you envision for yourself as it relates to turning your passion into profit. Okay? Second word you're not going to use anymore is the word problem. No more problem. Be really conscious of this. And if you can have friends or family members check up on you on this, don't use the word problem. There are no problems in life. There are only challenges and opportunities. Challenges, situations, and opportunities. And you may think that's a small point, but it's really key. If your boss said to you tomorrow, what's your name, ma'am? Glasses on the end? Brandy. If your boss said to you tomorrow, Brandy, get in my office. We have a big problem. Immediately that affects your physiology. You get nervous. You start to think, oh no, a problem. And if you weren't good in math and science, then you know a problem is something you may not get the answer to at the end of the test. Whereas a challenge is different. A challenge is something you rise to. You rise to meet a challenge. You deal with a situation. Okay, so very clear about the things that are, and that's why I wrote this word here. What is my challenge? What is the situation that I need to overcome in order to move forward? So those are the main two rules for now. And if you break any others as you speak, I'll just interrupt you and embarrass you in front of the class, all right? So describe your passion and what your challenge is very clearly, succinctly, and my job is to help you gain a certain amount of clarity. So don't be offended if I interrupt you and help to refocus you on the question. What's your passion? What's your challenge?